Also the same with the master, so-called master, or Buddha, or Christ. They do not actually save any being. They do not do any particular gestures or any intention to, how you say, catch a soul and bring it back home. No, they themselves are the magnetics, do you understand? They just attract. They cannot help it. Even if they want to stop it, it's too late. Even if they want to stop giving our blessing and happiness and joy to the surrounding people, they cannot do it anymore. It's too late. This is like the fountain. It has to keep running and running. This is like the ocean. It has to keep being filled like that. How much ever rain come down, the ocean will not become more full. However much the sun shine on it, the ocean will not become less. It is forever like that. So all of us can become the same like Buddha and Jesus. Now the Buddha say, saving sentient beings, but doesn't save sentient beings. No one is being saved by the Buddha. Although everyone at that time, his disciples say, they are saved by him. And he reclaimed, he say that he doesn't save anyone. That is the meaning of a natural power which flows spontaneously and naturally from a self-high-realized soul, from a master soul, to benefit others, without him having to control doing anything on purpose. That is means while saving sentient beings, but not saving sentient beings. Because if they still have a sense of saving anyone, that means they are not completely liberated from the ego. Understand? From the self-centered sense of existence. They are not yet completely liberated from the frame of the human self. So they cannot do this universal work. They cannot contain the limitless, endless, boundless, infinite power of God if they still have a sense of self. Because the sense of self limits everything. Understand that? And then you cannot contain the limitless if you are limited. And that is the logic of it. So in order to become co-worker with God, or a messiah, or the master soul, you must become limitless like that. And in order to become limitless, we have to practice self-losing. So in the Bible it is saying, one who sacrifices the self for will gain everything. Is that not so? Or something like that. I mean, maybe my translation is not correct. One who loses self will gain everything. One who takes care of the self will lose everything. Is that not so similar? Yes. That is what it means. Lose the self means losing the ego, the sense of limited being, and become one with the universe. But it is easy spoke than done. To be so, to be such a limitless and boundless being, one must practice the ever-present power of God. And one must reserve sometimes daily to contact with this word, this with God word, and it was God word, or with the name but cannot name, or with the vibration or the sound stream in the Buddhist terminology. They all spoke the same thing. If we want to reach the same height as the ancient masters, we have to follow the same path as theirs. That is only simple. So simple is that. It is like everyone wants to become a doctor, then have to follow the medical university way of teaching, and follow the previous doctors that can teach you, and you become a doctor. So if you want to become like Christ or Buddha, then we have to practice same method like Christ or Buddha. We have to contact the inner flame, the inner thunderous voice of God. And this way, I can offer you, and gladly and freely, free of all kind of bondage, all kind of conditions, all kind of financial, physical, mental commitment. Only your devotion is needed. Your devotion to your own practice, every day you must practice. And by your own time, schedule and arrangement, and by your own free will. And that's all that is needed. Now, I think the time is nearly over. I reserve for you to ask questions. Anything you want to ask concerning my lecture, concerning how to meditate, concerning the initiation, any doubt, anything, any skeptical ideas, you may ask without reserve. You don't need to even write your names if you fear other knows. We don't read your name out, just your ideas. You will please write in a piece of paper, or you don't want to write? Because if you ask over there, I cannot hear clearly.
What is stealing?
What is what?
What is stealing? Steal something from someone.
A stealing?
That's right.
Oh, yes. And you don't know? Whatever that is not belonging to us, and we take it without permission or prior asking, that is stealing. May it be a grass or a needle. And even talking too much is stealing. Stealing people's time and energy, no? You know this kind of stealing very well. Some friend phone you and they talk for hours and you just cannot stop it. Oh, and you get exhausted, and out of politeness and compassion, you just listen. Oh, yes. And don't know what they're talking about because so boring. That is also stealing, yes. We should devote time to know God instead of talking and useless topics.
What is the Guanyin method, the inner sound?
Yes. It is like this. When you are yourself open to receive God's blessing, then it will come. So this method is actually God's blessing, is not mine. Only when your minds are open and completely surrender and want to receive, then you can get this method. The method is without words. And when we transmit the method, we don't talk. And then you will get the inner vibration. You will hear it, but without these ears. And you will see the light of God or the heavens abode without the eyes. And that is what the method offers, not what the method is. Because the method is, I cannot spoke it by language. I can only transmit it to you in complete silence. That's why we call the transmission from heart to heart or from mind to mind. Yeah.
How does the inner sound bring you to liberation?
Because the inner sound was God. If you know the sounds, mean you know it's God. You get nearer to Him, and you come near God, it means you get away from demons. That's a simple thing. To be near God is to be liberated. Or to be near Buddha, to become Buddha, means to be a liberated soul. To be free from bondage. To be free from birth and death. That means liberation. But there is another more concrete, is that when you get transmission, you immediately transcend death. And that is what's called liberation. Yesterday, I gave transmission to about 30-something person, and some of them have experienced the death experience. That's what is called by born again. Except thou be born again, thou shalt not enter the kingdom of God. So what is born again? Or I die daily. Like one of the Catholic saints, I die daily. What is it we're dying daily? We are living, and he said he's dying. He said he's dying 100 times daily. That means dying while living. You die, but you don't die. You just strengthen the limit of death and then you live forever. Once the fear of death is strengthened, is understood by our own very weak and scary soul, then we are forever eternal. We are no more, we are immortal. That's what it means. Yesterday he said when we meditate just a few seconds or minutes and he immediately see the light and the tunnels, you know, the dark tunnels, and inside there's light and he flows through it like a sailing on a boat, that's what he said. Now what is that? You have seen on TV and you have read books about the experience of the near-death person, haven't you? Yes. And then they have seen these great tunnels, and then they have to flow through it, and then they see the great being of light, and then explain to them that they are dead. But yet their time has not come, and then they have to go back to the earth again. And so some of these persons come home, she says she cries off and on for 2 weeks, because she has to leave that wonderful world and come back to this terrible one. Is that not so? Yes, that is the limit between life and death. And some of these persons experience that while they are near death, because they have been some virtuous ones. Therefore, when they die, they came immediately to the region of light. But these region of light are not the highest one, may I tell you. There are some others higher. But these are the frontier between our world and the other world, just the beginning of the other world. The other world is a higher, 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 limitless spheres of life. And the higher you go, the more speechless you become. And there's nothing to say anymore, nothing to talk about, except some stupid one like Master Ching Hai. She likes to convey that to others. And then she couldn't even say much. But as yesterday this man or two or three men experienced that, because they have transcended the limit of life and death. They die and they come back again. They have the same experience as that recorded by the Dr. So-and-so with many hundreds of near-death or death and back again to life patients experience. So this is what we call born again, or transcend life and death, or free from life and death. Once you know how to die while living, you will fear no more death, and you know how to do it any time. And so when your earth time is over, you know it even in advance. Your master will come and tell you, hey, 3 more days, your time is up. In a week time, we will go to another place, so please prepare. And if you own people money, give it back quickly. Your wife is not yet remarried or something, I have to arrange it. Or your children, something, yeah? Insurance, life insurance, have to take care. It's that kind of thing. A master will take care of you every minute detail after the initiation. And that is his or her job. It's doing a lot of work, even paperwork, bureaucratic work. But because we live in this world with many complications, so the master cannot avoid to even have to take care of these, even though his job is not that. But without that, the devotee cannot be free. So we often heard of transcend life and death, be free of life and death, and we don't know what it means. It means exactly just that. At initiation, you transcend, and you know what life means, death means, and you have no more fear. Thank you so much. Yeah, question?
What are the different inner sounds?
What are these sounds?
What are the different inner sounds?
Yeah, this I tell you at the time of initiation. Okay?
But after one has experienced nirvana and or enlightenment, it's difficult to attain mastery over one's energy body.
Is it difficult to attain mastery over one's energy body? No. Why? God bless you. Thank you. Yeah, I thank you too. God bless you. No, it isn't.
Okay.
it is easy to gain control over one's energy body because one has attained enlightenment. That's the purpose of it. If we couldn't control our psychic or energy or light body, then what's the use of enlightenment? That we out of control, we're even worse off than before. So maybe this may happen if you have, incompetent masters. Or if you practice it yourself from bookshelf self-realization, the authors, and things like that. It is a little bit dangerous, yes, sure. Therefore, some people practice themselves or having incompetent masters may become mental deranged. Yeah, it is true. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, possessed, yes. Sometimes possessed by the demons, sometimes by self-disturbance, because they couldn't handle so much released psychic energies or a higher order of power, and they're unused to it. They're so amateur, so they are childish. They cannot know what to do with it. Therefore, they became out of order. Yeah. So it is better to practice with a competent master. That's the reason why we should have a master. Otherwise, there's no need. If the master don't need to transmit it personally, then he can even write books and sell it. Became famous, bestseller number one by Times or New York Times or whatever is that. Yeah, it's even more comfortable. Yeah, you sit at home and you write the books and become bestsellers, and every time get income.
Does a dog have Buddha nature? Dog.
Oh, how boring! Yeah. It is like this. In a Chan, so-called Zen or Chan world, people invent so many so-called methods. After the Buddha's Nirvana, everybody became master overnight. So, and then lacking real power, they just invent any kind of dog's nature. Like, does a dog have nature? And then it become like a koan. You know that? Koan means a question you have to ask yourself and ask until your head broken or whatever, your brain explored. And if you haven't found it, then you must die with shame. Before, there is even worse circumstances. In Japan, if a person doesn't know what mu is, then when the master asked and he couldn't answer it, then he has to commit suicide. And at that moment, he might get enlightened, so-called. But most of the time, not. And so people die in grief and shame. You know where we've gone to. And we can check, though, but it's not very high. Commit suicide, a person, and they good. Go into a very dark region. Doesn't matter for what purpose. For a heroic act or whatever, because life is given to God. It's not for us to take away. It's for Him to decide when we live and how. So the commit suicide person is in a very, very bad realm of his own dark thinking. Understand? He closed himself up in his own prison of dark thinking. Very dangerous. Until this power wear out, billions of years later, he can get liberated. But not a very normal liberation. I mean, he's liberated from that dark region only. But he may incarnate as other beings, maybe lower than human existence. God knows. Now, the question of does the God have Buddha nature arise in China after many thousands of years of the Buddha's Nirvana. Now, people lacking the transmitting of the light, lacking the inner, lineage, we call Fa Mai, it's the lineage of power, then they just invent anything. So people come to ask them how to practice. And then they would cite any of the ancient master talk and tell them to, investigate on it, to integrate, to ask themselves. And of course this When you concentrate on one idea or another, of course it may give rise to some power. You understand? The power of concentration is not to be underrated. But I already told in my book, it doesn't matter how big an intellect, he is still only an intellectual giant, and not a self-liberating, and not a wisdom saint. Intellect belongs to the realm of mind and matter, not soul and God. Understand that? Because in selecting, intellect is thinking. And thinking arises from what? From data. From learning from other people's thinking and brainwashing ideas. Soul and God are nature, spontaneous, self-born, self-existing, self-supporting, self-pure. Understand? So anything that is influenced or can be influenced by society, by thinking, by philosophy, by language of any kind, are intellect and intelligence, not wisdom. Therefore, if we use the language to ask ourselves or to be enlightened somehow, it is still in the intellectual realm and a wrestling of some mind wrestling, and it's very tiring. So I do not teach this kind of mind wrestling method, because I think we are tired enough of work every day and wrestling with our problem. And no need to go home and sit there cross-legged and wrestling again.